From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem Friday as the Day of Rage called for by Palestinian factions got underway. At least one Palestinian has been killed. All this after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and the U.S. plans to move its embassy there. Protests are being held Friday across the Middle East and in Muslim-majority countries across the world. Thousands rallied Friday in front of U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted death to Trump and death to the U.S. Muhtar Hussein was protesting in Indian-controlled Kashmir.
But we were protesting against the establishment of Jerusalem as an official capital of Israel, and it's a tyrannical step, a step that has created a backstabbing in the whole Muslim Ummah, and it's here we are trying to awaken the whole Muslim community and bring them together to fight this tyrannical step with full impulse, with full force.
The Islamist group Hamas, meanwhile, has called for an uprising against Israel. Trump's announcement defies decades of diplomacy in the quest to bring peace to Israel. Jerusalem has been one of the biggest stumbling blocks in the quest to peace, and it was widely hoped that a solution would be hammered out in the peace process. The United Nations peacekeeping chief says a large number of peacekeepers have been killed and wounded in an attack in eastern Congo. Jean-Pierre Lacroix says on Twitter that the attack occurred Thursday evening in North Kivu province. Lacroix said he is outraged by the attack and that medical evacuations are ongoing. He does not identify the attackers. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit, this after a week of intense negotiations. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
I very much welcome the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase, to talk about trade and security, and to discuss the positive and ambitious future relationship that is in all of our interests.
EU leaders meet in Brussels next week and are likely to endorse the assessment. Democratic Senator and former comedian Al Franken has said he plans to quit in the coming weeks, this after a string of sexual harassment allegations.
Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing, has brought this honor on this institution.
His speech came a day after nearly 30 Democrats called on him to resign. He would be the most prominent lawmaker to resign amid a wave of misconduct claims against high-profile figures. A former U.S. Olympics women's gymnastics doctor is heading to prison for up to 60 years for possessing thousands of images of child pornography. A federal judge in the state of Michigan sentenced Larry Nassar, who is also awaiting sentencing for sexually assaulting young girls. Nassar will be sentenced on the sex assault charges next month. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States will not lift sanctions against Russia until Moscow withdraws its forces out of eastern Ukraine and Crimea. Tillerson met with his Russian counterpart Thursday on the sidelines of a meeting of foreign ministers in Vienna. Tillerson accused Russia of arming, leading, training, and fighting alongside anti-government forces.
Our first priority is to stop the violence in East Ukraine so that we can begin a process of implementing the elements of the Minsk Accord that the parties have agreed.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that all the responsibility is with Ukraine as far as violence in the East is concerned. The Polish lower house of parliament passed a bill that changes the way the Supreme Court works, part of a broader overhaul of the country's judiciary. It's a move that has been widely criticized by the European Union. The measure put forth by the populist Law and Justice Party would change the functioning of the nation's Supreme Court and the process for naming the National Council of the Judiciary. That's the body that nominates judges. Australia has formally approved same-sex marriage. The new law will take effect next month. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.